Is your family a success?
Is there even a measure for family success?
We think there is. And with a 20-year track record of success, we're going to show you how to bless your family with success in your health, relationships, and finances. I'm Steve Keen.
And I'm Katie Keen. And along with some awesome guests, we are going to give you our secrets to family success. Welcome to Family Success Secrets. So today we are back to chat with you about something that happened yesterday, and we wanted to bring to you the information, encouragement, hope, to let you know that when your life seems a bit out of control, when things suddenly get a little crazy with your children's behavior or the structures in your home, it's okay. There is something you can do about it, and we wanted to chat with you about what that is.
Okay. So yesterday we were here in the home, as we often are, a very full house these days, you know, with our big family and plus a few extra friends who were hanging out with us for a bit. And I don't know, cabin fever, whatever you want to call it, starting to kick in, and the kids are getting a little unruly. And so we decided that we needed to stop right there and right the ship. We needed to get things turned around. Because early in the morning, when you have that sensation like, oh, golly, if things keep going this way, this is going to be a horrible day. Nope, don't want to do that. So let's instead figure out how we can turn this thing around and get back on the right track. And so that's what we did. And it was Katie's idea. She remembered, but wait. We don't have to go down like this today. Mm-hmm. So tell us what you did, Kate.
Well, so this started a long, long time ago. This is nothing new, but you know, the seasons of life, it can get easy to kind of forget, get off track. And we've had some things that have pulled our attention in other ways. So the kids were arguing and not listening very well, and had just kind of become a bit of a pattern in the last week. So we have established over the last, I guess, 15 years now, frameworks for ourselves. It took a really long time. You guys have heard us talk about it before, where, you know, we tried a lot of different programs. We purchased what felt like everything out there. We implemented all of it. It didn't all work, you know, it was great. Everything had maybe an element into it that we then would use and could stick. But we created our own framework. And we now, what we've realized over the last 10 years, I guess, is that we actually have a government. Our family has its own government. We are sort of in a way like a business structure or a governmental structure. We have the parents as the head. And then we have the children who, in order of responsibility level and their willingness to pitch in and cooperate.
And capability.
And capability, absolutely.
Which is not just simply based on their age.
No. Then they kind of fall in line under that, like any organization. So we called a team meeting. We love to have team meetings. We've mentioned that before as well. Those of you who are with us every week know that that's pretty normal here. So Team Keen got together because we needed to revisit what our core values are in our home. What are the agreements between Steve and I on how we're going to run our home? And then what are those agreements that we have also preset with our children that we live by and abide by as far as behavior, functioning through disagreement, communication styles, et cetera. And so in our home, we have that very clearly laid out.
Yes.
So we called everybody to our main area where we have established a written version of our government, which we feel is extremely important. So we always believe very much like any government would, they're going to create what they're going to announce and then put it in writing. Everyone's going to know ahead of it being instituted. So in our home, we've always done that. And the children that way aren't being surprised. Everything can be fair. For us, this brings a lot of harmony. It brings an ability to function with a less emotional type of response, I guess, on our part. We can be more proactive versus reactive. In those times before we had this, and when we forget on those rare busy occasions that we're, you know, a little out of sorts and don't remember, everything's been posted. It can feel for me very overwhelming. I remember feeling afraid in many ways because when the house would get a bit out of balance, when the children's behavior would become suddenly wild, their listening wasn't as good, their cooperation level was low, it would feel for me a bit like a fear that I was raising them wrong, that I was in some way not being the parent that they needed. That was my mom reaction. It kicked in a lot of guilt and, you know, could even lead to negative self-talk. How about for you? What was that like for you?
When things get out of control.
Yeah, when things get out of control. Like as a dad, what's your response? I don't think we've talked about that actually.
Okay, so maybe it's difficult to describe in every circumstance, but you basically have the idea that things are just out of control and I got to get them back in control, right? And how am I going to do that? And so there's very authoritarian ways you do it. There could be manipulative or coercive ways and that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. We don't like that. We like to have something that's agreed upon, which harkens back to what she was talking about early on, where we had taken all these systems and pieced them together for what worked for us. Mm-hmm. Early on as a military family that moved every 2 years. But now here we are, we've not moved for several years, but we still have these and we've implemented them. And I think it's important to point out that we had help from the children as we developed them right now. So if we develop rules in our home, they don't get to say silly things like, well, you have to start your day with chocolate cake, or, you know, there's got to be a bedtime soda. Like, no, we don't do anything like that. These are just the general rules. How do we relate to one another, obeying parents? How do we, you know, do very general things? And so for the older kids, they helped us to develop it. You know, obviously the younger kids who were still toddlers, they didn't get to participate as much, but at least they had the benefit of their older siblings weighing in on what they would like to see and do and what we can make agreements on, mm-hmm. what would be realistic, and then the consequences for breaking those rules as well, so that that's also known. And so for us as parents, if you're in a situation where you feel like, oh, gracious, kids need to get out, they're pent up energy, we got to do something, we got to change something. Well, you don't have to go nuts with it if you've already established a system that everybody's already bought in on, both for what the behavior should be and then what the consequences for failing to meet those requirements are. And then you can just fall back on that, right? And so it gives you a sense of peace that, okay, yeah, we've already thought about this. We've already planned this. We know what to expect. They know what to expect. And so for our kids, I think it was pretty cool in that they're like, oh yeah, okay, we know this. And it sort of brings them back down to earth, because when you have eight kids in the same house together, it's a little bit wild and sometimes fun.
Very
but fun. A little bit wild, right? Yeah. And I think for our visiting friends, for them, they could probably feel like, wow, you know, this, there's energy, there's negative energy, there's too much energy, there's whatever the case is. And they get to see how quickly you can throttle things back.
Yeah.
And, you know, although we didn't interview them to say, hey, what were your thoughts, you know, no. like an after action report, but I got the sense that they appreciated the sense of calm that immediately returned.
Yes.
Right. And the joy that was immediately restored between, you know, when the younger kids are at each other and the older kids are up to here with it, that kind of stuff. And so I think it's good. So for a dad, it's good to be able to say, that's not our way. And we can settle it in a few minutes. And I'm sure for the mom, that's pretty good as well.
Yeah. It's a huge deal for me, because there's so many times when there's so much overstimulation, kids asking questions all day, everybody's hungry all the time, there's laundry to be done and, you know, bathrooms to clean and school to run and all these other things that can become very overwhelming very quickly. And so when I begin to see the level of behavior or, you know, different things going out of control, instead of getting that fear of failure, that overloaded feeling of I'm going to sink today, which can lead to anxiety, which can also lead to what seems to look like anger. I know for me, this has been a real tool for not yelling. It's been a really big support. I feel like it's almost a safety net. Would you say you feel like it's almost a parental safety net, because you have something to land right back onto? You have the pre-established, pre-agreed upon entire framework that you've made for you to go by and for your family to live by. And so for me, it's a mental relief. It's something I don't have to think about. It's something I don't have to make any new decisions on. It's something I don't have to consider in the heated moment when the children are being however they're being, and I'm tired. You know, I can just say, oh, we've already decided on this. This isn't how we're going to live. Let's go review how we agreed to live. For me, that's a big relief It's just
so it's great because it provides a foundation mm-hmm. so that you know if you have established some sort of government in your own home, directs your day in a sense. It's kind of running in the background, if you will. You've got a nice foundation to operate from. And if things get a little bit chaotic, you can go back and revisit because you've already decided that. It's mm-hmm. already in action. Everyone's already agreed to it, right? And of course, you can make adjustments anytime in any way that you need to, and we'll just leave it there.
I think as parents, it's an opportunity for us to be the architect mm-hmm. for our home life.
Well, that is big for us in that we have an idea of what we want things to look like 30 mm-hmm. years from now.
Yes.
And how we get from where we are today to where we want to be mm-hmm. is not left to chance necessarily. We're right. very deliberate in a lot of what we're doing. So we're not being taskmasters that says mm-hmm. to each kid, you're going to grow up to be an architect and you're going to school and you're going to be an English teacher. And we do not even entertain that sort of decision power over our kids, right? Mm-hmm. We know we want you to be successful. We want you to be happy. We want mm-hmm. you to have a great marriage.
Yes.
We're going to model that as best we can here. We're going to show you and tell you and help you with everything that you want to do to help you get there too. And that fulfills something for us, right? In our long-term plans for our kid, which is really just their success, their happiness and whatnot. Yeah. So for us, it gives us the ability to chart our course.
Mm-hmm.
It's methodical.
We'll have to do an entire another episode on our how we've managed to raise our kids to be passionate about what they do.
Sure.
That would be fun. Well, we hope this has encouraged you today. We hope it's given you another, some food for thought, another tool in your tool bag that you can use when you're considering how you want to feel in your home. When you build your home and your vision of your future life with your family and how you want that to look someday, what you want those relationships to look like, mm-hmm. et cetera, that, you can live a life where you don't have to be run by the children's behavior and your emotional response to it. You can live a life where you have pre-decided, where you can remain calm, where you can support and in a way, love on yourself too, while you're taking care of the needs of your children and your home.
That's so. Right. Just being a little bit deliberate mm-hmm. now allows you to free up so much energy and ability to think. Mm-hmm. You got things handled in the future. So what she said.
All right. Well, we'll see you again soon. Probably next week.
I expect.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks for listening and spending time with us today. If you know anyone who could benefit from this podcast, we would be honored if you would share it. Please rate, review, subscribe, and download.
Head over to podcast.familysuccesssecrets.com to have a top-rated family success secret sent straight to your inbox. We look forward to spending time with you again next week during our next episode. See you then.
Bye, everyone.